At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. It's Sabres Live. In case you'd forgotten, it is... Marty, what are you doing?
I feel like I'm back into my box. Like, I haven't been in this box in a long time.
It's been a while. In fact, your last appearance on this show was in a hushed tone. In the back hallways of TSN, near the catering table.
Yeah, I was told to quiet down because they could hear me in the main studio.
Okay, well, your big voice is back. Free agency has, at least in its initial week, come and gone. It does, of course, continue until any remaining free agents sign their deals with whoever...
Yes.
They may want to sign with. Some have lesser choice than others. I think a fair word to use right now, but is underwhelming in free agency in general. Mm-hmm. And this was from a year ago because everybody started looking, well, wait till next year. And I'm like, what do you mean wait till next year? Anybody that's good is going to re-sign with their teams. Next year is going to be a terrible free agent class.
Yes.
And guess what? All these teams, not all of them, a large number of teams are sitting here in an increased cap world with lots of money to spend. And why is that? Because it wasn't going to be a good year for free agents. No. So
it wasn't going to be a good year.
None of this is surprising to me. That's all I'm saying as we walk into extended Bo Byram discussion and anything Sabre related discussion or beyond that you would like here on the start of Sabres.
Before we get to Bo Byram, because obviously there is some late evening or late afternoon news from Bo Byram yesterday with the club electing to take him to arbitration. Mm-hmm. We don't see that too often. Usually the players have first dibs. If they want to go to arbitration, they elect for salary arbitration, and then boom, that's what's happening. And then the club has second chance. It doesn't happen that often. Also because... you can only take a player one time in his career to club elected arbitration. So right now, for Bo Byram, even if the Sabres go or don't go to arbitration, that's it. He can never be taken to arbitration by a club anymore. Yeah. Now that the Sabres have filed. But before we go into that, this year's free agent class was, let's just call it, like Mitch Marner was there. And then there was Nick Ehlers. It took him a while to sign and go to Carolina. But there was It was kind of like, ugh, what's out there? What's
sexy out there? Yeah, but Marner never got there.
Never got there because everybody signed with their teams.
Right.
Florida signed their players. Everybody signed their players. And now next year you got Kaprizov, McDavid, Panarin, Bobrovsky. Like, I would anticipate that, again, 90%, 95% of those players are going to re-sign with their team. Eichel, that's right. Thank you, Jeff. Like, they're probably all going to re-sign with their teams, right? Because teams are saying, well, we have the flexibility. We have the cap room. The cap's going up. Let's just take care of business internally as opposed to have to go look elsewhere. I anticipate next year is going to be kind of what we saw this summer.
Well, and then, of course, the result of a rather muted, underwhelming free agency launch is, as mentioned, all of this cap space that a lot of teams have. And then you get people saying, well, here come the trades. Okay. But if one team like trades money to another, that's going to leave them with less unless they just flip money and they're still going to have the exact same amount of cap space. You know what I mean? Like, this is not, the trade market is not going to change the optics of a lot of teams being under the cap at this point in time. So do you believe, first and foremost, before we dive deeper in on Bo Byram, that there will be, because so few teams were able to change the makeup of their squad through free agency, do you really believe that we're going to have this summer of trades 2025 in the NHL?
I don't. And it's interesting to me is that I think the league looks very much like it did last year. You look at the teams.
Capitals are almost identical.
Yes.
The Chicago Blackhawks, sadly, are still almost identical.
Yes.
What do we do? This is top and bottom of the league, and there's almost no change.
Okay, so you're looking at, the Carolina Hurricanes, they started with Natchez last year. They traded him, got Rantanen and Trinum, got Stankoven. But the way they ended, they added Nikolaj Ehlers, but it's they didn't add five guys. They lost Brett Burns. They lost Dmitry Orlov. Like, there's a few changes, but the core of the teams have all basically stayed the same. So at this time of the year, usually in the previous summers, because teams are allowed to be over the cap by 10% at this time, there was always 10 teams, 12 teams that were over the cap at this time of year. And they're like, well, this player will probably go on long-term IR. They're going to have to maybe start the season with 21 players instead of 23. Yeah. And all that. We only have three teams over the cap right now.
And as one of them is not, technically, because Vegas will put Petrangelo.
Vegas basically is still under, technically. They're $1 million under, according to cap wages right now. So
you and I need to get on the same page, and I'm never switching to cap wages. So you better go back to Puckpedia. Yes.
Okay.
I'll switch to Puckpedia. I've drawn my line in the sand.
Okay, so they got five, and Vegas is one. You're right. But cap wages already had Petrangelo on long-term IR because they announced he won't play.
It's a gross assumption on their part.
It's an assumption. So, okay, there's five teams, according to Puckpedia. There's not 10. There's not 12. There's five. I mean, that's where we are right now. The reason why I bounce back and forth is because of on cap wages, you get the stats right there with the players. On Puckpedia, you got to look for them. So it's a little
different. You're addicted to information. That's why you use both.
I use both.
I've tried to streamline my later in life efforts to not have so much extra
stuff. You know what I have open in one of my tabs right now? The collective bargaining agreement. The whole thing, the whole package is open on one of my tab right now.
You know that... Oh my gosh, 20 at least years ago.
Yeah.
Jeff Jackson was an assistant GM with the Leafs.
Yes.
While I was, that was an area of expertise. As we remember, we were living through 2004-05.
Yes.
And we lost a season. And that was one thing that Jeff and I really connected on. Like I just carried the CBA around all the time. Yes. Like I was trying to learn it. And yeah, it's just.
How many pages are in this CBA, which was signed in 2012 and then was kind of ratified a little bit. There was a memorandum of understanding in 2020 with COVID and all of that. But how many pages are in the CBA, you would say, right now? Ballpark,
less,
I'll give you
less than
50.
500.
It's 517. So you were close. See, I said I'd give you.
I would say I was close. I win both showcases. What else do I win?
Exactly. You're right under within, you know, $100. You win both showcases. But the reason why I have the CBA open is because Bo Byram is being taken by the Sabres to salary arbitration, a team elected salary arbitration. We all know that Bo Byram is 2 years away from being an unrestricted free agent. Mm-hmm. I like this move from the Sabres' point of view because, first of all, the player had a chance to go to arbitration, decided not to go. Why? Because I believe Bo Byram wanted to keep the leverage of an offer sheet in his back pocket, saying, hey, if I elect to go to salary arbitration, I'm basically not eligible for any offer sheets. So I want to keep that in my back pocket in case that, you know, there's some more talks and maybe you're close to a team or, you know, whatnot. Like, I think that Byram made his decision and then the Sabres decide to take Byram to arbitration. That comes next. And right now, so that takes Byram off the table for any offer sheets. Mm-hmm. That guarantees Byram will have at least a contract for next year. And it could have a contract for 2 years because the player in this case gets to decide if, when entering arbitration, if he'll be asking for 1 or 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's a 1 or 2 year deal. Usually, when a player goes to arbitration, the team always elects for one because they know the player has the statistics to back it up. It's going to be a higher number. Let's just go to 1 year and then we'll reevaluate in a year. But it's interesting here what Bo Byram's going to do. Will Bo Byram say, I'm going to elect for a 2 year arbitration award, so it takes me to unrestricted free agency? Or do I just want a 1 year deal? And let's do again the same dance next summer without the Sabres being able to take him to arbitration. Like that's why I had the CBA open to kind of read through salary arbitration and all of that. I've gone to arbitration before, but it's you always have to be reminded of the little details of it.
Did you win?
So the first time I went, so we met with the NHLPA, my agent, looked over the briefs because you have a brief that is a lot thicker than 500 pages, by the way.
It Who is was this a, with?
That was with the Sabres.
Is it the
my
only
agent
time?
Was Jill Lupien at the time. And so Lupien and I went to Toronto the day before, went to the Players Association office, met with the PA because they're the one that build the briefs, right? They have the resources. They build your briefs in working with your agent, and then you go through it. And also the day before, that's when the briefs get exchanged. So then you get the Sabres briefs and you get to go through it. So we're reading through it. We go to dinner, wake up the next morning, settled before we got to arbitration. Got a 1 year deal. Next year, boom, arbitration again. We don't settle. And we went in the arbitration process and it was all. Oh, I had so much fun, Duffer. Of all people, you would think I would have so much fun sitting there all day, listening to the Darcy and his people on one side and my people argue over, you know, why they use these stats compared to these. It was fantastic. I had such a blast.
I'm sorry, did you win?
Well, technically, I got closer to what I wanted than what the team was offering. So, yes, I won.
Nice. Add it to your career totals.
I should be one win. Should get my silver, my darn silver stick. Oh, which by the way, I don't know if you were following up on TSN with our work during Free Agent Frenzy.
Nope.
Did you see what they gave Bob McKenzie at the very end of the show as a congratulations on a fantastic career and the original insider? They gave him a silver stick.
That's
I'm standing
amazing.
There, I'm like, Bob McKenzie has a silver stick. I never got mine.
He had to work many decades more
yes.
to get his. than
so when
what
they
you
walked
did.
In with the RCMP people with the silver stick.
Oh,
so James
awesome.
Duthie's like, Bob, for your retirement, we thought it'd be great if we got you this. And then they walk in and Bob goes, oh, I thought you guys were going to give me a car.
Amazing. What
it was
a career.
Great. But anyway, I was reading the CBA because this is, to me,
okay,
all the details of Bo Byram and what is going to happen.
Okay, you've thrown a lot out there. We obviously threw out a question beforehand on X. What do you expect to happen next with Bo Byram? Feel free to filter through, Marty, know, what piques your curiosity here and what you think is the overwhelming response to a question like that based on Byram's current situation. I don't know if we've said it as succinctly as we could have so far, but regardless of the action taken by the team early evening last night, which is electing arbitration, anything goes here. You can still do whatever you want. You could sign Bo today to a 1 year. You could sign him to a 7 year. You could trade him. You could wait till the, like, everything is still on the table.
Yes.
But in typical social media fashion, a decision like the team made last night is met with almost instant reaction of concern / negativity / why / insert whatever here. You've already just said you like this decision from a Sabre standpoint.
Well, the team is going to be better with this than without this, guaranteed game one, because either Byram is signed to a long-term deal, a short-term deal, an arbitration hearing or whatever, and is in the lineup.
Yep.
And all of a sudden you start the season with Darlene Byram, Power Kesselring, Samuelson Timmins, Bryson Seventh, Ryan Johnson. Like, your defense is really good if you have that. Or you trade Byram before the arbitration hearing or after, because it doesn't mean that you can't trade him after the hearing. You can do whatever. Or you...
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Trade Byram, you get something in return. But either scenario, your team is better than having Byram sit out until November or December, like Willie Nylander did with the Toronto Maple Leafs and others have done before, where they hold out and they're not there. If the Sabres show up to camp and show up to the start of the season and they don't have Bo Byram signed and they don't have him traded, that's not good. But now they guarantee themselves one of those scenarios will happen.
So what do you think will happen next with Bo Byram?
I think Bo Byram is going to elect for a one-year arbitration award. Say, let's get this year. The Sabres would be fine with it. Kevin Adams has mentioned many times. Yeah. I have no problem if Bo Byram comes back. I think Bo Byram's going to give everything he's got and whatnot. Now, I think that in a year from now, depending on how the season goes and what kind of production and what's going on with Bo Byram. Is he getting power play time? Is he playing top pair? What's happening? And it could change. But you're at least giving yourself the flexibility in a year from now to say, okay, let's do it again. Let's explore a trade. Let's explore a long-term deal. You know, let's... The Sabres had no problem working a deal to trade J.J. Paterka this summer. They got their deal done with Utah. They got pieces they were wanting in return. They got it done. But they don't have to do this with Bo Byram right now. It's not being forced to them to do this right now. Let's punt it down to next year. I think Byram signs, goes to arbitration, signs a one-year deal, and then is here and will be here until, you know, there's a clear direction of where the Sabres season go. If it doesn't go well, okay, trade him at the deadline or before that to a team that wants him, and then they can extend him on 8 years because he will be with that team before the deadline. But if you're going well, then you just, you keep going, and he's part of your team going the right direction.
From the standpoint of if you're still pursuing a potential trade involving Bo Byram, contrary to any opinions you may have seen shared on social, does this in any way, having a hearing at some point on the table, doesn't mean it has to happen, but eventually being scheduled for a hearing, does it, in your opinion, in any way impact his trade value across the league?
I want to say no. It doesn't impact his trade value in a negative way because I do believe that. So Bo Byram's numbers, like some people were saying, there could be offer sheet in the $8 million range, right? Right around there or whatnot. And I think in a one-year arbitration hearing, you're looking at Bo Byram last year, and he had, what do you have? He had 7 goals and 38 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you compare that to a bunch of 7 goals, 38 points defensemen in his age group, you're probably going to get somewhere around $6 million. You're not getting $7.5-8 million. So the arbitrator was looking at numbers, time on ice, you know, production, age, mm-hmm. whatever. He's going to look at this and say, okay, 1 year, 6.25, let's see. Mm-hmm. Well, now that's a great thing for the Sabres because you're getting Byram at 6.25, let's see, for 1 year. But if it doesn't go well, you're saying, this is Bo Byram at $6 million mm-hmm. to be able to be offered to other teams where, you know, you can fit him a lot easier in the cap as opposed to at $8-8.5 million. So I don't see this affecting the Sabres in a negative way at all. Like, you know, I actually think that's a positive. Now, I don't think anything happens between now and the arbitration hearing. I think that there's not going to be a trade. I don't think there's going to be a long-term deal. I think they're going to go to the hearing, get that settlement done. I would anticipate a one-year deal, boom. And then Byram is, you know, whatever. Like, I mean, some players say it's hard to go to arbitration. Some players get angry by being, you know, in that room. They get, you know, they feel like they got kicked to the curb, whatnot. I don't see Bo Byram really being in that position saying, because he's still going to get a great contract. And we all know his value. We know he's a really, really good defenseman that's still growing and still needs to play a big part.
What makes you think that he will get to this arbitration hearing between July 20th and August 4th? Because as mentioned previously, and I get it, you said this is not going to be the summer of trades 2025, but nothing has changed from 5 p.m. last night to today, to a week ago, to 2 weeks ago, to however long Darren Dreger has told us on his weekly installment that, you know, a name to maybe keep an eye on here is Bo Byram, right? Like this is not new. And so therefore, my assumption is the appetite, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, I think there's still an appetite for Bo Byram across the league.
Yes.
Like, why do you think teams would now just wait the next 2 weeks until those hearings begin, as opposed to aggressively like, let's just get this done. I want this player. We'll figure out the deal and go from there.
So the reason why I don't think any trades would like happen between now and then is, number one, teams now around the league are going to say, oh, well, he's going to go to arbitration and let's just see what happens. Okay. Maybe there would be something we would revisit in season. And then we have a little bit more flexibility as to where we would want to go moving forward, right? And saying, let's give him a short-term deal, long-term deal. Let's see how it fits. Well, kind of like a Mikko Rantanen situation. Let's bring him in. Let's look if it works or if it doesn't, and then we'll decide. And two is that the best value, I believe, for Bo Byram was a week ago, 10 days ago, when it was at the draft, right? And that's why Kevin Adams made the deal for J.J. Paterka at that time, because that was the time where the best return, the highest return, the best value was going to be. Now teams have done their business. I just read a thing, like Cam York signed a five-year deal today. Kevin Kurtz, friend of the show, he reports on the Flyers. He says, with that deal, I anticipate the Flyers being done for the summer. Like, teams are having that mentality, like, we are done for the summer kind of mentality. So I feel that if a Bo Byram trade wasn't done, and if there was this posturing, if you could say, between the agent and the Sabres, play the game. Are you going to file for arbitration? Are we going to see an offer sheet? Or I feel like it was just testing itself out. Right now, Sabres elected for salary arbitration, and they get to move on. Quickly, Jerry asked, why didn't they do the same thing with Paterka as Byram? Because Paterka didn't have arbitration right, and the team could not take Paterka to arbitration either. So you didn't have that guaranteed that you could have Paterka sign by the first game of the season. They couldn't take him, or he couldn't go to arbitration. That's the big difference. So what you do with Paterka, as opposed to really expose yourself to an offer sheet and only getting draft picks in return, you make a deal with Utah to get pieces you want. A depth forward in Josh Doan, a right shot defenseman in Kesselring. You maximize your return in doing it. So if Paterka had arbitration rights, I guarantee you that may have been different. Maybe not, but at least it would have given them another opportunity to get something done and not have to go that route if they didn't want to.
Right. It could have been different, but in all likelihood, we would still be looking at the scenario that has unfolded, because the reports indicate that Paterka didn't want to be here. And that's why the team acted the way it did and made a deal to get what they got. I'm going to circle back to the opening minute of the show. There's a lot of teams that feel like they haven't changed their squad very much here. We're in the second week of July. I still think the appetite for Paterka is as high now, or not Paterka, pardon me, Byram. I really think it's as high now as to what you just said, you know, at the draft. Like, the draft is whatever. Like, I mean, it's all this talk that typically doesn't materialize. And it happened again this year.
Do you think Vancouver would still be a player in Bo Byram?
Who wouldn't be? That's my question, is who wouldn't be a player right now?
Like, yeah, but Vancouver,
San
2 weeks
Jose,
ago, I would have thought
Calgary,
Vancouver was going to be.
St. Louis, like anyone. Absolutely.
Well, San Jose is spending. San Jose may say, look, we'll give them 8 years at $8 million, sign and trade. Come on, Buffalo, and we'll give you so-and-so and so, whatever. San Jose is spending because, number one, they got to get up to the floor, but they're trying to make a splash. But 2 weeks ago, I would have said Vancouver, no way. Vancouver is not going to have Brock Besser. Vancouver is not going to have Connor Garland. Vancouver may trade Thatcher Demko. Vancouver may trade Quinn Hughes. And then all of a sudden, 10 days later, they re-sign Brock Besser. They re-sign Connor Garland. They extend Thatcher Demko. There's no talk about Quinn Hughes. They're like, you know what? If we have him for 2 years, we have him for 2 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, there's all this. And they got a new coach at Adam Foote. I'm like, maybe you're revisiting it with Vancouver. But again, now is Vancouver saying, okay, these are the players. Vancouver got Evander Kane, whatever. Like, these are the players available. I feel like Vancouver doesn't have a lot of roster players available now to give.
Correct.
Because they're putting it all in their own success at this moment.
Well, what teams might be the best fits if this, in fact, does come to pass at some point, that Bo Byram moves on and does not just go through the arbitration process and stay with Buffalo? There's many, many, you know, avenues to pursue here on this one player and how it impacts the Buffalo Sabres moving forward. So we'll dive into that. And I mean, Marty, we could go backwards quite a ways here to revisit many or none of the signings that have happened since July 1st, since you and I have shared very little time in this space since that day. However, we are also looking very much forward right now to Sabres Fan Fest presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It is returning to Ticketmaster's Alumni Plaza on Saturday, September 13th. Player appearances, fun games, activities, more. You know it. It's been in place for years now and continues to grow each season. So we look forward to seeing you there. Hockey Fest, of course, the street hockey tournament on Perry Street. All participants taking home the Sabres Hockey Fest t-shirt, receiving a ticket offer for a regular season game. Sabres.com/fanfest is where you learn more about this. We're back in a moment on Sabres Live.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.